Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Sandra Davis. It's Sandra H. Davis, 21795 Wilcox Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-527-3390. ID is XXX, 2442, date of birth is 1/4/1940. 81-year-old retired widowed woman, insurance Medicare / Anthem, Blue Cross, Pharmacy Walmart, Red Bluff. It's addressed to Dr. Stephen Datu, D-A-T-U, M-D, 85 Sale, S-A-L-E, Lane, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-527-8688, phone 530-529-6970. The clinical indication is neurological referral for evaluation. For complaints of forgetfulness. Current medications. List these vertically, please. Terfenabine-tamsulosal for toenail fungus. Advil PRN, Provigen, Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, Evening Premium, Lewitin for eyes, L-lysine, amino acid, Black Cohosh, menopausal support, dear Dr. Datu, Sandra Davis was seen for her initial intake assessment on November 15, 2021. And today, and this report is dated February 4, 2022, for neurological evaluation in review of diagnostic testing results. New paragraph, as she was seen accompanied by her daughter, who is a nurse at Enloe Hospital. New paragraph. While there are complaints of forgetfulness, she denies that she has any difficulty with her memory. New paragraph. She reports that she does not feel unwell. New paragraph. She reports that she sleeps well. New paragraph. She denies any symptoms generally. New paragraph. At my request, she completed the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires. Now, the next paragraphs are all sub-paragraphs. Sleep disturbance, dash. She denied any sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, fatigue. She denied any symptoms of fatigue. Cognitive affect and well-being, that's the next subparagraph. Dash, she denied any abnormal symptoms of positive affect and well-being. Next paragraph, cognitive function. She reported moderate difficulty in organization, slight difficulty in remembering object placement, remembering sequential errands, rarely making simple mistakes, rare episodes of word recollection, rare episodes of difficulty in recollection of things to do, rare episodes of difficulty with novel learning, rare episodes of forgetting activities, rare episodes of name recollection, rare episodes of sequential recollection and task planning. Paragraph. She reported rare rare episodes of feeling anxious in situations, comma, feeling easily startled, new paragraph, depression. She reported that rarely does she feel depressed, new paragraph, emotional and behavioral control. She reported no symptoms of emotional and behavioral control, new paragraph, ability to participate in social roles and activities. She reported that she always has to do her work for shorter periods of time than usual. But did not indicate other symptoms. New paragraph, satisfaction with social roles and activities. Upper extremity, new paragraph, upper extremity motor function. She denied any abnormal symptoms. New paragraph, lower extremity motor symptoms. She denied any, she reported a little difficulty currently walking on a slippery surface outdoors, or a little difficulty walking in a dark room without a tendency to fall. Next paragraph, stigmatization. She denied any symptoms of stigmatization, reporting that, quote, it does not apply to me, unquote.
Here's your apples for the week.
Thank you.
Day for the week.
Next dictation. I'm sorry, this is the next item. She completed a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study on December 15, 2021, which was reviewed with her today. Subparagraph, the study revealed decreased hippocampal volume greater than one standard deviation, but not greater than two standard deviations, and volume loss in both temporal lobes. There was some minimal ethmoid sinus mucosal thickening, scattered white matter changes were seen from microangiopathic disease with corresponding minor ventricular prominence. The paragraph. More comprehensive laboratory studies were completed for dementia evaluation, subparagraph. Her glucose and insulin values were abnormal on the fasting metabolic syndrome glucose control insulin glucose testing with a random glucose, however, at 1:43 in the afternoon of 1:52 with an insulin value of 34, which is elevated. She had dyslipidemia with elevated total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol. New paragraph. She has some thrombosis risk with an elevated homocysteine level of 11.8. New paragraph. The methylmalonic acid level was elevated, as was the homocysteine level, indicating B12 deficiency disorder. New paragraph. She had evidence of vitamin B3, nicotinic/niacinamide deficiency with absent measurable values. New paragraph. Thiamine B1, riboflavin B2, pantothenic acid, that is, were normal. Pantothenic acid, vitamin B5 was unmeasurable. New paragraph. Her ammonia, RPR, said rate, C-reactive protein, carnitine values. Were normal, new paragraph, and a screen with reflux was negative. The autoimmune neurology antibody comprehensive evaluation was entirely unremarkable. Except for an elevated voltage-gated potassium channel antibody, which was elevated at 133, parenthesis expected less than 80, dash a finding that can be seen in individuals with neuromuscular weakness. A comprehensive chemistry panel was similarly abnormal with an elevated random glucose, a slightly increased serum creatinine, and a calculated GFR of slightly reduced at 51, and a slightly reduced total carbon dioxide concentration of 19, complete blood count, TSH, B12, folic acid levels were normal. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation and her current findings, while she has some slight findings of cognitive decline, she has evidence for insulin-resistant mild diabetes, comma, some early renal insufficiency, comma, biomarkers for a form of neuromuscular weakness, comma, and nutritional deficiencies, new paragraph, correlation with her clinical history indicates that she does not take any nutritional supplementation in the vitamin of vitamin medicinals, new paragraph. This was reviewed recommendations. Her nutritional insufficiencies were reviewed with her today, and she agreed to initiate a women's multiple vitamin for women over 50. New paragraph, I would have her take this for 3 months and then retest the abnormal nutritional biomarkers for validation of resolution. New paragraph, findings of niacin deficiency dash pellagra is a disorder that does cause neuromusculoskeletal symptoms and cognitive decline and is a cause of dementia. New paragraph. Her pantothenic acid abnormality can be associated with some individuals who have chronic pain. New paragraph. I will schedule her for a follow-up reevaluation 3 to 4 months as we see her for reassessment and further recommendations. I respectfully offer my professional signature.